Hello and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is the Merovingi coming to you today to discuss a little more virtualization technologies. Today, I'd like to look at an article. I've included a link in the show notes called Intel Virtualization Technology. And it has a pretty large list of authors. The top three are Rich Uhlig, Gil Niger, and Dion Rogers. There's a handful of other authors involved, but they are all members of the Intel Corporation design team, I believe. And this article was a cover feature of the, I think, March 2005 IEEE journal featuring the new VT technology that Intel was releasing within their architecture, within the 32-bit and 64-bit architecture. And basically, in a nutshell, is the VT technology allows you to take virtualization and bring it down to the hardware level. Now, when we last time I talked about the main two different types of virtualization, like full virtualization and paravirtualization, with this VT technology, you can paired with paravirtualization brings the virtualization from that software controlled software controlling the hardware functionality, brings it down entirely to the hardware level and allows you to provide or to create CPU access, or allow CPU level access to the guest operating system or the guest virtual machine without having to emulate this technology. With the VT, they originally had two forms, and there was a VTX and VTI. The VTX technology allows for two new forms of CPU operation. Those are broken down into VMX root operation and VMX non-root operation. And basically, a virtual machine runs in the VMX root operation, and it runs its guests in the VMX non-root operation. Now, both forms of these this operation supports the four privilege levels, or the four CPU privilege rings. So, since VMX root, or the VMM runs in the VMX root, and the guests run in the VMX non-root, then that means the guest runs in a less privileged ring, but to the guest operating system, it has its own ring structure. So to the guest operating system, it has access to ring zero, which is the most privileged access, when in reality, it's still contained within ring 3 or ring 4, and yet doesn't have access to ring 0 except through the virtual machine monitor, or the hypervisor, as it were. Now, this technology is just absolutely incredible, because now we've taken what we needed to do in software and where we had to worry about code escalation or code privilege, to these access rings. Now there's no emulation whatsoever in the software level. It's all taken care of in the hardware level. Now, the other form of Intel's virtualization technology is the VTI architecture. And basically, this is a principal hardware extension as a addition of a new bit in the processor status register, so that's the PSR. I'm not very big on CPU construction architecture and stuff, so this article might make more sense to other people, But basically, what the VTI architecture allows is that as it runs the PSR.vm bit, it's either a 0 or a 1. 0 being you know, as if there were no VMs that it has to worry about, no virtualized guests that it has to worry about. So basically, as if there was no VT technology in the chip, or if that bit is signaled as a 1, which would allow privileged instructions and some non-privileged instructions to cause a new virtualization fault in the processor as it's working. Now, like I said, I'm not a processor individual, so I would definitely encourage you to go through and read through this article to maybe find more information, and hopefully some of you all can go through this article and pull mounds of information that, you know, that I did not discuss here, because, you know, maybe quite frankly I don't understand. I would like to also include, though, that this article focuses on Intel's VT technology. Now, that's not to say other chipset manufacturers have not been working on their own virtualization technology. I know that AMD has their own VT-esque technology, although they have their own internal name for it, and which I do not remember. But ultimately, this technology has allowed for massive virtualization machines to be brought down to the consumer-prosumer level, so that, you know, you can run multiple virtual machines on your own personal computer and yet not be any overhead in terms of processing costs or hardware costs or software costs, because it all occurs in hardware. And basically, that is closer to as if you had an individual machine for each virtual machine monitor. This has been the Merovingi. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, merovingi@gmail.com. You can usually find me lurking in the Infonomicon channel on the Freenode IRC server. Well, this has been another episode of Hack Republic Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.